official live broadcast from the Southeast Alaska State Fair. I'm Tara Bicknell. In the news today, we'll hear about Governor Sean Parnell's upcoming visit to Skagway, results from a recent research project on local bug infestation, and also hear from a challenger to Representative Bill Thomas in the November election. We'll also hear the latest on a local restoration project. Saturday at a White House Depot reception. Kathy Hosford from the Chamber of Commerce says it's a great opportunity for our community to thank him for his role in improving relationships with the cruise ship industry. She also says it's a time for citizens to let Governor Parnell know what his plan is going to do. The reception is from 3 to 4:30 p.m. on July 31st at 231 2nd Avenue in Skagway. It's followed by more entertainment at the Chilkoot Trail Outpost Family Hot Dog Feed at Mile 7 Dai Road. That is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. A shuttle service for those who aren't driving leaves the depot at 5 p.m. on Saturday. And next, I'm standing here with Darren Snyder with Cooperative Extension Services with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And he is with us because when a thrip infestation reached a climax earlier this month, it took on the challenge of researching those bugs. Darren, can you tell us what thrips are first?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Tara. And thrips are an insect, and there are some thrips that will eat plants, and there are some thrips that will eat other thrips and other insects. The ones that we're concerned about here are the thrips that are infesting plants, and it's a phenomenon that's occurring throughout Alaska, but it definitely hit Haines hard this year.
Okay, it did sound like it. You had some locals from Haines sending in samples, and you guys used those samples to do some research on them to maybe help local gardeners out and maybe figuring out what they could do to get rid of those or save their plants. What kind of research did you guys do, and what did you find out?
Yeah, so what we did was we asked to have some samples sent down, and Stephanie Scott from here in Haines sent them on down to our office in Juneau, and that's part of our service for the community of Southeast. And so we took a look at these thrips and first off determined that's what they were. And then when it comes down to specific species, that's a specialty. And so these folks who are researchers down in California and with USDA, we're able to positively identify these thrips. And this is the first time that these thrips have ever been known to cause damage in Alaska. And so they're interested in getting people's stories and finding out what's happened up here. And that's some of what I'm trying to do here while I'm at the fair.
Okay, so how could people help out continuing this research?
Well, if you can contact me either at the fair, we have a booth here at Harriet Hall, and again, my name is Darren Snyder, and I'm interested in hearing about the infestations that you experienced, and specifically the timing, what plants they went after, and that type of information.
Okay, and you guys do other stuff other than agriculture help. You also here for, I guess, looking into interest in having a 4-H program locally, and you have a bunch of other information about at-home food preservation, things like that. What else do you guys do?
Yep, so the things that you named there, yes, as well. We have a heavy focus on being aware of invasive species that threaten our areas here. There are various insects and plants which we need to be aware of can actually impact our economic situation here, as well as all of our biology. And it's invasive species are an issue that we're dealing with. And definitely the work that I'm doing with youth and the 4-H programs is very exciting. And there's a lot of great opportunity for kids here in Haines and throughout Southeast to have some good times working with adults and having clubs on just about anything they want to do. So that's something we want to regrow. It's happened here in Haines area in years past, and now we want to rebuild that into a bigger and better program than it's ever been.
Great. Well, Darren Snyder is here at the Southeast Alaska State Fair, where we're broadcasting live, and he's with the Cooperative Extension with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Next, Cordova Democrat Robert Beadle is running for Southeast District 5 House seat. The seat is held by Haynes Republican Representative Bill Thomas now. Robert's on the Cordova City Council. He's also director of the telephone cooperative there. And Robert, thanks for joining us today. You said that you're... ferry service is the Alaska Marine Highway. That ferry service in Alaska is among the issues that you want to focus on. Obviously, that's important to promote communities in the Northern Lynn Canal. Can you talk a little bit more about that issue?
Yes, thank you for this. The Alaska Marine Highway will always be needed, no matter how many roads are planned or debated. The Alaska Marine Highway is an economic engine and essential to our infrastructure.
And you've also been a fisherman, commercial fisherman for 35 years, is that right?
Yes, 35 years. I fished from Dutch Harbor, Norton Sound, Yakutat. I've ran boats from Seattle north, wide variety, crab, salmon, herring, longlining.
Wow, it goes on. And obviously it's of personal importance to you, but how are fisheries important to you on the political landscape?
Oh, yes. We need to make sure that they're run scientifically based, not emotional, or keep them out of the court systems. I'd really like to see enhancement projects, funding to keep the fisheries viable for the economy, for our future, for our kids.
Excellent. And you're in Cordova, right? Were you born in Cordova?
Yes, born and raised in Cordova, lifelong Alaskan. I have four kids. Three of them are headed out on their own, going to school, have gone to school.
Okay, and since you're so far up north in Southeast Alaska, how familiar are you with the rest of Southeast, further down, and the issues there?
Oh gosh, I was looking at the webpage for Haynes, and I swore you could take the Haynes off there and put Cordova. It's just so similar. Our issues are so much alike. I love it coming down here, discussing things, ideas. It's great.
Thanks for talking to us today. Robert Beadle is unopposed in the Democratic Party, but faces Bill Thomas, a Haynes Republican, who is on his third term, and that's in the general election in November. And he's also here at the Southeast Alaska State Fair over at a booth if you want to talk to him.
I'll be at B2. Booth in the fair here for the weekend. Come on over and visit. Say hi.
Okay, thanks for being with us today. And again, we're broadcasting live from the Southeast Alaska State Fair. And next in the local news, we have the Natok Chinook Watershed Council talking to us about a local restoration project. Now, the Big Boulder Creek is not far from Haynes. It's down the highway, and it's responsible for a significant amount of the king salmon spawning that goes on for that side. Emily, can you talk about the importance of that area, and as numbers have been declining in the years, why it's important to look closer at that area and a restoration project there?
Well, the Big Boulder system has supported a significant number of king salmon spawners in years past, and I think since Fish and Game has been counting in the area, we've seen a big decline in the number of spawners that are coming up into the Big Boulder system. So it was important for the group to look into what we could do to assist maybe some enhancement on the creek as it is, or any restoration that was necessary. So we started that back in 2006.
Okay, so you guys have been kind of looking at the project since 2006, getting interested, figuring it out, and then you started some real on-the-ground work in 2008. What was that work like?
That work was basically restoration of the West Bank, which is kind of threatened to drop into a gravel pit that's adjacent to the creek. So we would basically lose the entire system to a gravel pit if it had eroded the West Bank. But we went in and resloped it and put a bunch of habitat structures and enforcement along that bank.
Okay, and you continue to work this summer. You're kind of at an important transition point in your work because you finished a large portion of your 2010 work. What did you do this year? And tell me about the structures that you guys put in there to help create salmon habitat. It's kind of interesting.
Right, we put in probably close to 15 structures. I think we put five big logs that we boulder into the bank and we bury, and and they basically slow the velocity of the creek and provide some different kinds of habitat for the king salmon, both adults and juveniles, as they live in the creek, as the juveniles grow and as the adults come in to spawn. There's some resting habitat in there where there's a little bit lower velocity, and they can kind of get out of the main flow. So we're hoping that that provides some relief, as well as making the creek more dynamic, which is the overall project's goal, is to create some more dynamics in the system, which I think is what is basically keeping, you know, the king salmon from wanting to come up that area or having places to go.
Okay, and the work is not over yet? You're continuing next year?
Right, we continue next year. Our permit, we have to finish our work by the 15th of July, which is when the kings start showing up. And so what we're going to do is go in and do the east side this year. We're doing the west next year.
Excellent. Thanks, Emily, for being with us today. Emily Coles with Tuxedo Watershed Council talking about the restoration project going on. And I'm Tara Bicknell with KHNS Local News. We're running our news live from the Southeast Alaska State Fair this year during the fair. Thanks for listening.